The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Across the country, the economy is feeling the impact of another lockdown. However, are some counties feeling it more than others? New figures compiled by the central bank economists during the last lockdown in November have revealed that more than 45% of Kerry workers were dependent on state income supports. Other counties relying on benefits and suffering from job losses included Donegal, Dublin, Louth, Wexford and Carlow. The chief executive of Tralee Chamber, Ken Tobin, is on the line. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. You might talk us through why you believe that Kerry is so hard hit.
Well, I suppose Kerry is very well known for its dependence on tourism and hospitality sector. Last May, Kerry County Council commissioned a report that identified a £1 billion loss to the local economy in Kerry. Kerry is a county. We've got 69,000 people that are employed in Kerry. Over 30,000 of those now are reliant on pandemic supports of one form or another. I suppose the issue is there since pre-COVID times that Kerry always has been reliant with 22% of our jobs in tourism and 14% in retail on those key sectors. And historically, we feel as a county, there has been we've been underserved when it comes to foreign direct investment and job creation in the county.
Now, Kerry, I suppose, there are some direct routes like Tralee to Shannon is fine. Farran Fáil is not exactly an international airport. It's a long old haul to Cork. Connectivity is probably a good reason why Kerry hasn't got the investment you might think it deserves. So, there's a good living in tourism and you can see why people would want to do that in spades.
Yes, but I suppose if we've learned anything from the pandemic is that not all jobs are reliant on road infrastructure and connection. That means Kerry is very well serviced when it comes to broadband and IT infrastructure. And if we look at the remote working movement that's happening at the moment, it begs the question, why hasn't Kerry benefited more from remote jobs or from jobs that are maybe based in second sites or call centres?
Obviously, in the middle of a pandemic, we have many other crises to deal with. But you want going forward that there should be more job creation for Kerry, more imagination, I suppose, in terms of where industries are posted. Or could it be that simply a lot of Kerry people might be working for activities based in Shannon or in Cork or in Dublin or Limerick or wherever it might be, but actually doing it from home?
Yeah, that is the case, and it always has been the case with Kerry that we have a lot of people that commute on a daily basis to Limerick, Shannon and Cork for their jobs. Unfortunately, during the pandemic, we had a number of other job losses, in particular in the Tralee area, with the likes of Debenhams and Burke Warner closing down. Off the back of that, a new jobs task force and interagency group is being formed through the County Council. To look at the situation, but we would see the situation as being so dire that we require state intervention in this. Very similar to what is happening with the Midlands, with the closure of the peatlands, that we need a serious commitment to job creation. Kerry, for a long while, has been underserviced, and maybe this pandemic has brought it to the fore that we've become very reliant on our key sectors, but it isn't about watering down those jobs. What we actually need to do is create further jobs. We're looking at a level of nearly 16,000-17,000 people unemployed within the county. We need to create new opportunities for those people, but also create opportunities for our graduates. We're lucky enough, there is a glimmer of hope there with the merger of IT Tralee and CIT into the Munster Technological University. There's going to bring an inward investment into the county through that and new opportunities for those graduates. But what we need now is a serious investment from government in that regards.
OK, but in the meantime, you've got so many people who do work in the hospitality industry. One in 11 workers in Kerry work in accommodation and food services. The average across the country is one in 20. So you have a preponderance of people working in those sectors. Do you have any intelligence on how many enterprises are vulnerable going to the wall or will go to the wall?
We do, and I suppose it's probably broader than one in 11 because there's a number of large employers in the county that are dependent on the hospitality hospitality sector, that supply into the hospitality sector. And we've been calling for quite a while for an increased support for those in particular, because while the hospitality and tourism sector and retail are closed, there's a number of sectors out there that aren't being supported with the CRIS schemes. And that's going to create further job losses within the county. We're looking at in the region of an additional 15% of jobs lost within the county if additional supports aren't brought in. But also we have to look at other schemes that maybe haven't worked, like the stay and spend scheme. There's 250 million there set aside to benefit the tourism and hospitality sector that really hasn't been of benefit because they've been closed for the vast majority of this time. And we need to look at that fund and say, how best can we invest that back into those most affected sectors?
Well, hopefully, when we do open up, we may still be restricting incoming tourist traffic, but the staycation boom that we saw during the summer hopefully will benefit Kerry when the time comes. Thanks very much for joining us, Ken Tobin, Chief Executive of Tralee Chamber. Meanwhile, Roscommon had the lowest level of workers relying on benefits, and the President of Roscommon Chamber, Brendan Allen, is on the line. Brendan, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Now, people be thinking, what is going on in Roscommon? Explain.
Well, I suppose, out of necessity, Roscommon has had to build a robust local economy over the last few decades. It has very little IDA investment. We're not a well-known tourist destination. So possibly building that robust economy over the last couple of decades, we have a nice diverse range of family-based SMEs in and around Roscommon, and it's across a lot of different sectors. So perhaps, albeit Roscommon's not booming in COVID, it may have insulated itself a little bit more than other areas.
So, in fact, it's self-reliance forced upon you that has led to this pretty resilient situation in Roscommon at the moment.
Well, yeah, when you think of other counties, they may have universities as a bedrock. They'll definitely have IDA companies. Tourism is a huge thing on the West Coast. Roscommon hasn't had any of these. And in fact, a lot of the resources have been stripped from Roscommon over recent decades, and A&E being the last one. And when that's done to a cohort of people, a lot of resilience had to build up within the in Roscommon people. And you do see a high percentage of people becoming self-employed in Roscommon, even entire families, all with their own little micro businesses or even bigger businesses. So that has happened. And when you look at it post-COVID, it's a blessing in a way. Now, when the recovery comes, our recovery won't be as stark either, because we won't get this big influx of people like there will be in Kerry and Galway, these sort of places. So it's a double-edged sword in a way.
All right, but it is, I suppose, if there is any good news, it is good news for Roscommon because of the self-reliance that has been built up in that county. Thank you very much for joining us on the line. And that's Brendan Allen, the President of Roscommon Chamber.